Okay, once again, this is Coach Rochelle, and this is your REOBPO question and answer session. Star 2 on your phone will raise your hand. First up, let's see who's up first. Oklahoma 3324, you are unmuted.
Hey, Rochelle, how
Evelyn?
Are you? Yes, it is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn. How are you?
Hey, good. I have a few questions today, as you may imagine.
Sure.
Okay, so I've been listening to the BPO calls, and the guy was doing it. I don't remember his name. He said to kind of try to figure out where you're taking the longest. So I did, and I think what I'm wasting time with is looking through the pictures of all the comps. Do you ever look at the
pictures?
Do you ever look at the inside pictures?
No. No. Why would you?
I don't know.
Unless you're just nosy and you want to see what they look like. No, you should not be looking at the pictures.
Okay. Should I just read the remarks?
That has taken too long. I'm sorry.
No, not read the remarks either or something.
No.
Okay. So when I'm choosing comps, you just basically click on the ones that meet the criteria?
Well, usually and this is where a lot of people spend too much time, is trying to pull comps that are identical to the subject property, which you don't want to do. You want to do just a basic search first in the neighborhood. Don't put any criteria whatsoever. Search the neighborhood first.
Okay.
Sounds like you have a little baby there.
Yeah.
Once you search the neighborhood, if you don't have any pop up, go out a mile. Then you should have a lot pop up. When you have a lot of them pop up, then you start putting in criteria. Put in bedrooms.
Okay. Sorry.
Narrow it down. Put in square footage to narrow it down.
Okay. And so the reason why I was looking, which maybe this should have been my question, is because then I feel like I have more to write in the comments. So I guess my question is maybe, like, what do they want? Like, what do I need to put in the comments?
In the comments of each comp?
Yeah.
You copy and paste the MLS comments.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everyone just
yep.
wants you to copy and paste the MLS comments.
Yeah, that's what they want under each comp.
Okay.
Are you still working on the BPO that you sent me earlier?
I already submitted that one.
Okay.
I'm sure it's
okay. Okay.
So that one guy said they want to know how your comparable is similar or different from the subject. But just put the MLS comments in.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And I wrote down my questions. Okay, so I have an interior BPO, and I called the lady, but I didn't know what to tell her. Like, does the mortgage company hire me to come out? Like, you know what I mean? What do you tell them?
If it's an interior BPO, they've already gotten notification that you're coming.
Oh,
they're expecting your call.
Okay.
Yeah, they would have gotten
a
letter. Because usually if it's an interior and it's occupied, it's either probably a short sale or a loan modification, or they're trying to get rid of PMI.
Okay.
So BPOs are done for those reasons as well.
Do you tell them you were hired to do a valuation of their house, something like that?
I call them and I say, I'm sure you've already been notified that I was hired to come take pictures of the interior of your home. When is a good time for you?
Okay.
And then I usually tell them when the due date is. I'll say, you know, I've been given until Saturday at 1, so when are you free, you know, today for me to get over there and take pictures?
Okay. And when I do the interior review, is there any specific thing that I need to be looking at? Because I read, like, don't take note of, like, needs paint or carpet, right?
Right. Yes. So a couple things that people tend to forget when they do an interior BPO is they forget to take a picture of the mechanicals. So make sure you take a picture of the hot water tank. Make sure you take a picture of the air conditioner, HVAC unit, and any deferred maintenance. So if there's a big hole in the wall, if the ceiling looks like there was a leak, things that you would do for a normal listing. So look for things that you would say, did you guys have something leak up there? I see a big, gigantic stain on your ceiling. Don't ask them, but take a picture. If you see a door that's broken and hanging by the hinges, take a picture.
Okay.
Also, don't forget the interior of the garage. A lot of people forget to do that as well.
Okay, sounds good. I'm good.
Okay,
to go,
if you have
okay.
any questions
thank
or you,
you
get stuck, email me and I'll help you, of course.
Okay, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Evelyn. Okay, next up, again, you guys, star 2 on your phone if you have a short sale REO BPO specific question. I am here to help you. Tennessee, 1600, you are unmuted.
Hey, Rochelle, thank you so much. This is
my
Kelly.
My pleasure. Hi, Kelly.
I did my first 2 BPOs, and I wish I had you in my back pocket.
Well, you could have emailed me.
I didn't even think about it. I just I lost my mind. One of them actually took me 5 days. It was late.
Oh,
and,
goodness.
We had to keep doing it over and over and over. But my question is, the company I work with, Asset Val, they were really,
uh-huh.
really great. And she worked with me to do it. But apparently they don't want what we look at when we do comps, when we price it out. So that's where my hang up was, trying to get the pricing where they wanted it. Because one time I sent it, they said it was too high. One time I sent it, they said it was too low. And I just said,
well,
finally,
your price always has to bracket your comps. So if your highest price comp is $600,000 and your lowest price comp is $450,000, your sale price has to be above $450,000 and below $600,000. You can't be above
the comps
and you can't be below.
Okay, so but the situation I ran into is the neighborhood, because I'm in a very rural area, the neighborhood
okay.
had some listings that sold within the past year, but nothing currently listed. So everything that was currently listed was brand new construction, and the house was built over 10 years ago.
That's okay.
And
then you adjust for that.
But the new construction was high-end, and this one wasn't. So it was,
okay, then,
it was apples and oranges.
So then extend your search out at least a mile to see what's out there that's in the age of your house that you is a subject property.
I did, and we ended up having to go out 5 miles.
Yeah, and you can. If you have to, you just need to tell them you had to go out that far in order to find comps. But most things can be adjusted for. When you're looking for comps, don't put in all your criteria or nothing will come up.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I heard that from the last caller. So lesson
okay,
learned.
Good.
But
yeah, and you've got my email. If you get stuck, just send me an email and say, call me, I need help.
Okay. I will for next time.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you
here
though,
if you need me, Kelly. My
it.
Pleasure. Absolutely.
Thanks
for your questions. Okay. Again, star 2 on your phone if you have a BPO REO short sale question. Star 2 on your phone. Next up is Hilda. How are you, Hilda? You are unmuted.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I have been contacted by a company called Collier International. And
okay.
I don't know if that's the company or the management company, but there is another name like Revos, R-E-V-O-S. I'm just wondering if you ever heard of them because, you know, they found me, they contacted me, and they sent me a couple of VPOs. And I know I heard in the past that there are companies out there they're not paying. I
mm-hmm.
did ask the young lady that called me where she got me from and where, you know, I asked all those questions. And you know, she told me that they actually take about 45 days to pay.
That's
the VPO.
That's okay. How do they
no,
pay? Do they send
okay.
you a check?
I just, No, not yet, because I just started with them. But I'm just wondering, because they send me, like, quite a few, like, right away, and I'm don't want to waste my time doing them and then never get paid. So I'm just wondering if this is one of the companies that is on your list, or where can I find this list online? You know, I know you mentioned in the past.
So is it REV as in Victor OS?
There is REV OS.
REVOS. Let me see. So what I do, anytime somebody contacts me and I've never heard of them, I Google them and read the reviews.
I try doing that. But, you know, the thing is that they have different – they call – it's like REVOS, and then the name of the company is Collier.
C-O-L-L. Yep, I see that. I just found it.
And then they're, so and then they also go by the name of Civas, C-I-V-A-S. They asked me to send the – you know, you have to send – this one works so much different. I'm used to doing AssetVal, and they're – they ask this one. I have to supply an invoice every time I do a BPO,
mm-hmm.
and the invoice goes to CIVAS.
Now
template.
I have heard of them. So Collier, I'm looking this up right now. COLLIER, Collier's valuation.
Yeah.
So let me see, Collier's. B-A-L-U-A. Let me put this in and see what comes up. So, let's see. International valuation. Let me see if there's any reviews. I always look for reviews before I do anything.
I don't see anything bad. I looked them up. I don't find anything. I mean, they have a lot of subsidiaries all over the country.
Mm-hmm. They do.
You know, the Collier International. And, but I'm just curious if you work with them, if you know anything of them.
I have never heard of them. I'm surprised nobody's ever sent me anything from them. But what I do see here, I mean, mm-hmm. everything I see on here is 5 stars. I don't see anything that is negative. What are they paying you to do the BPO?
Well, they initially called me on a desktop, which is the first time I ever did that one. And it was, you know, I told them I usually get $50 for a drive-by. No, and they gave me $50. They said, fine, I will pay you $50 for the desktop. So I was like, okay.
Wow.
I didn't have to do anything. So that's what got my curiosity. I'm like, maybe is this, you know, for real or not?
Has it been 45 days yet?
No. It's just been less than a week. And then after I did the desktop, which required no pictures, no
right.
nothing.
Desktops are easy.
And then they sent me like 2 more after that. But these were drive-bys. They were drive-by, and they asked me what price, and I said, you know, the $50, because that's what I get for the other ones. And they said, fine. So I'm working on these 2 other ones for them. But
so where did they say they found you? I don't think I heard you say that.
They said they found me on REO Network.
Oh, well, then are you in REO Network?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then they're definitely legit if they came from REO Network, for sure.
That's what the young lady said, that she found me on REO Network. So
yeah, then you're fine. REO Network is 100% legit. They're not going to give, you know, random people access to email or go after their clients. So, yeah, you should totally be fine if it's from REO Network.
Okay. I think it's different.
I'd move forward.
Okay. I'm working on them, but I'm just curious because I don't want to – I've heard stories where people have done, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in this, and then they never got paid. And, you know, these do accumulate. If you keep getting them, you know, you just do them, and then – you know, you have to wait 45 days to get paid, and that's a long time. I mean, it's not a long time, but it's a long time. In the meantime, they're sending you more and more and more, and you're like...
Right. I would say go for it. I think they're definitely legit. I think it's great that you got some BPOs from them, and it's great that they're giving you the price that you want, because a desktop for 50 is that's unheard of. So good for you. I just did 5 desktops and only got 25 each, so I'm glad that you did that. I think a lot of the bad BPO companies have all been pretty much caught. There's one that keeps changing their name, but, yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know in 45 days from today.
And then you know what? If you get paid, then I'll share the website with everybody, and then they can go after them too. But until you get paid, I think I'm going to wait.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Hilda. My pleasure. Okay. Next up is my coaching student, Tori. Hi, Tori. Hi. Didn't you get enough of me today?
No, apparently not, clearly.
What's your question, honey?
Yeah, so super quick, to piggyback off that last question. There have been some BPOs that come across, and the cost just isn't worth my time. Even if it's like just an exterior, if it's all the way across the metro area, I probably won't go over there for $25. But so how do I renegotiate the price? Because I've heard that that's a thing, and what would be the process if someone wants just an exterior and no one's picking it up? Can I call the company?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Call them and say, you know, it's a 45-minute drive back and forth. For it to be worth my time and I can get it back to you in 24 hours, I need at least $100 or $150. I've gotten $500 to do a BPO before.
What?
Yeah, it was awesome. 2 hours away. It was 2 hours there and 2 hours back, and they called me, and they're like, will you do it? And I said, and I didn't want to do it. And I said, sure, I'll do it for $500. And I was kidding. And they're like, okay, we'll give you $500. I'm like, crap. So, yeah, I had to drive there and back.
You're like, yes.
I made $500. So, yeah, absolutely. Call them and say, this is out of my way. I can do it in a 24-hour turnaround, but I need this much money.
Okay, great. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Okay, up next is Houston, Texas, 4503. You are unmuted.
Hello, this is Wendy Thomas. I kind of have a BPO question and another one, but I had tried to get started again in real estate, and I signed up with a broker, and when I was going to do BPOs, they would not give me the E&O insurance information, and they said they didn't want to do BPOs. So I was kind of wondering, what's the likelihood of me running into that again, you know, as I choose another broker? And
That's probably one of the questions I would ask prior to switching brokerages is, how are they about you doing BPOs and REOs? And if they're not open to it, I wouldn't switch to them.
Right. Yeah, I figured that. And I understand, I don't know about you, but I understand Julie made an announcement about some type of affiliation with EXP, and I've been listening to pros and cons for people just getting started going with EXP, and I was just kind of curious about that as it also pertains to BPOs as well.
I am with EXP, so I can legitimately tell you that, yes, you can do BPOs. I love them. I have not had any issues. Anytime you switch brokerages, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a time where it's a learning phase, and you have to learn their systems and how they do everything. But the outcome with switching to EXP, the pros far outweigh the cons. And if you want to talk further about EXP, send me an email and I'll call you and I can tell you more about it.
Okay, now, where are you located?
I'm in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Now, I understand that Julie is in Austin. Is that correct?
She is.
Well, I am too, actually. So, what are the
Timmy
chances
and Julie
of us
are both
hooking
with
up?
EXP? That
okay,
would be up
so,
to Julie.
Yeah, I was on the phone. 2 days ago, and she didn't get to me. And then I was on the phone yesterday, and she didn't get to me. So I just happened to be on the phone today, but she's not on the phone today.
Well, send me an email, and I'll have Tim call you, or I'll call you, and we can tell you more about EXP.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. My pleasure. Thanks, Wendy, for your questions. Sounds like Wendy's driving around with her top down on her car. I'm so jealous. It's I think our temperature here is 2. So 8 inches of snow, and it is cold. Hilda, you are unmuted.
Hi, Rochelle. I just spoke with you before.
Oh, did I not put your hand back down?
I don't know.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thanks, Hilda.
Thank you.
Oh, okie dokie. My pleasure. Okay. Evelyn, you are unmuted, unless I didn't put your hand down.
No, you did. I just thought of something else. I figured since we had time. BPO automation.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing a bunch, but it's not that expensive, right? $50 or something? Do you do that?
Yeah. Well, BPO automation is more than that. I believe it's one. I know David's on here, and he has it. Maybe he can tell me the price. I think it's $140 a month. Realty Pilot is, I believe, $39 a month. If you're not doing at least 5 BPOs a day, it's probably not worth your time.
Okay. But do you do the BPO automation?
I did. I used to. I used to use Realty Pilot until I got faster than Realty Pilot, so I quit using it. But when I first started doing BPOs, absolutely. I used Realty Pilot.
Okay. And do they just populate information from your MLS?
Yes, but you have to make sure that your MLS does allow CSV file downloads, comma separated value. If it doesn't, you won't be able to use BPO automation because you upload that type of file into the software, and that's how it populates. So if you went on the MLS and pulled your 6 comps, you would have to then download them as CSV files.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, just make sure that your MLS does do that, because some don't.
Yeah. Yeah, ours does. So.
Yeah, I mean, try it.
But you don't specifically. I feel like that takes me so long because then I get lost in the form and, you know, and lost in the MLS.
Well, I think you overthink a lot of what you're doing, which is making you take too long. Are you printing the MLS sheets for all your comps?
No, I have 2 screens.
Okay, good. So you're doing that right. You should be copying, pasting, and you should not be trying to get exact answers to a lot of the questions on the BPO. Like some of the questions on the BPO, like, what is the percentage of rentals? What is employment rate? Are you researching those answers or are you guessing?
No, they don't ask me that, but they do ask me what the REO percent is, and I have no idea. I just choose a random, like, one of
them.
No,
that's easy. For REOs, when you go pull your comps, take out all, like, if your listing is, or the subject property is, let's just throw a number out there, if it's in a zip code 43215, you're going to go to your MLS, type in 43215, and click REOs as your search, and it'll tell you how many are there. That's what they want to know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have to figure out how to do that with my MLS. I'm not good at it.
You and I have a call next week, right?
Yeah.
I have a call scheduled with you next week. We can talk more on different things to do to make yourself go faster. If you get a BPO that's due around the time that you and I are having our call, send me your username and password for the BPO company that you're working for, and I can pull it up on my computer and we can go through the pages together. And I can show you things to make you faster.
Okay. Perfect.
All righty. Okay. All right. I will talk to you next week. All right. Next up is my buddy David, and I know he's going to tell us about BPO automation. David, you are unmuted. You're still using the BPO automation, correct?
No, I actually didn't sign up for it. It's 150 sign up, and then it's 128 a month. And then the Realty Pilot is you get a 30-day trial, and then it's 29 a month for just the BPO automation.
360,
but,
right.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm actually – I just signed up with Realty Pilot the other day, but the problem with that is that there is a RET number, and I called my board, you know, the tech, the MLS department, and they didn't even know what a RET number is, so I'm kind of in the process of trying to get that figured out. So there's the skinny. Yeah, RETS.
Your broker has a RETS number.
Okay, so I need to just contact Nashville then.
Yes, yeah. Your broker should have one. Like, you know how your broker has a HUD or an NAID number?
Yeah.
Your RETS number is a real estate transaction standard guideline. So ask your broker what theirs is.
Okay, because I was talking to the guy, and he kept saying, your local board has that. And I was like, oh,
they do.
Okay.
Yeah, NAR should.
Yeah, well, I'll just get on Workplace and find that out. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
or
but
ask
that's,
your broker, because one of them can give it to you.
Right, that's what's going on with that. So, I mean, that's – you know, I'm not doing enough. They're not, you know, they're not coming in to where I can go into BPO automation. But BPO automation has got the full suite. I mean, they've got auto accept and everything. But like I said, it's $128 a month. So, you know.
Well, you know, like I was just telling her about the CSV files. That's the same thing as RETS with Realty Pilot.
Well, right. But
that's
how
it transfers data.
Yeah, well, the guy was saying you can't even do that until your RETS is set up. So whatever that means.
Yeah, I bet your broker has one. Ask your broker.
Yeah.
I bet you
I
they
will.
Do.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks for your input as always.
Yep.
Okay. I've got to go. I got to get on a coaching call. If you guys still have questions, I see a couple hands up, but I am late for my next call, so I got to go. And if it was a call with you guys, you'd be appreciated that I was on time. So if you guys still need me or have a question, please email me at Rochelle@timandjulieharris.com. If you get any BPO and you need my help, you know where to find me, Rochelle@timandjulieharris.com. Otherwise, have a great, productive weekend. Go sell something. Go do a BPO. Go pick up new business. And I'm here if you need me. Have fun, guys. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.